Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it year after year. Every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout.
In the middle of Name That Tune, Heartbreak Edition. Howings leads all with two. Me, Steve, and Mate have one. Tommy is about to go ham on this game.
We continue on with Tune and Clue number 7. This was, surprisingly, the first song with Hell in its title to reach the top 10 of the Hot 100. The band's lead singer said, "It's kind of this tongue-in-cheek way of looking at someone you hate, whether it's your mom, an ex, for whatever reason, maybe it's a teacher at school or your boss at work, and it's just someone who makes you struggle and giving them the finger."
Oh, Maitland.
Maitland.
All American Rejects gives you hell.
Nailed it.
Wow. Oh. I assumed it would be a much older song.
I did too.
That. I was like, "Bat Out of Hell" by Meatloaf.
I wake up every evening with a big smile on my face, and I never feel sad of place. And you're still probably
this
working.
This is the breakup song.
That's so good.
At a 9-to-5 pace. I wonder how bad that tastes. When you see my face, hope it gives you hell. Hope it gives you hell.
Have you seen what these guys are doing?
Yeah.
They're trying to, like, stick it to whoever for, like, the ridiculous ticket fees and everything at venues.
Okay.
So they basically are touring right now, just kind of going to people's backyards, random frat parties, whatever it may be, and just doing random, like, pop-up shows there. They did one with the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah.
Smart.
Awesome.
Very smart.
Yeah.
And they've got people on social media being like, "Here's why my bar would be awesome," or "Here's why my house would be great." Awesome.
Oh, that is a smart move. They probably make as much, and they connect with fans better.
All right. We continue on with a little bit of a newer tune for Tune and Clue number 8. This piano-centered ballad finds this singer mourning a lost lover who walked out on him. He addresses this ex, telling her he misses the feeling of being loved and what he feels like now. He says, "Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. And, you know, I was kind of getting used to being someone you loved." Here's your tune, number 8.
Stolen by
I'm going on during this time. I feel there's no one to save me.
What is that dude's name?
I know his name.
This all and nothing really got away. You're driving me crazy. I need somebody to heal, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull the
rug.
We are stumped.
I know that guy. It's Louis Capaldi.
Yes, it is Louis Capaldi. Howings.
Someone you love, Louis Capaldi.
Oh.
Don't give it to him. It's such theft. No. You were already about to say the answer.
It is Someone You Love by Louis Capaldi. You're right.
Well, there you go.
This song is so good. He has Tourette's.
Assist. Yeah.
And he tried to sing this at Glastonbury, I believe,
a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And he struggled, so the crowd finished the song for him. He couldn't finish his set. So this year, they brought him back out, and he sang it, and it was so emotional.
Wow.
This song's beautiful.
He is definitely like an unlikely pop star.
Yeah, he became TikTok famous because of this song.
Dang. I want to look him up.
So good. So good. All right, we continue on with Tune and Clue number 9. In this song, the singer wants her former lover to keep on walking. If he sees her walking down the street and notices her crying each time they meet, she wants him to keep on walking. She tells her former lover to make believe they don't see the tears and just let her grieve in private, because every time she sees this person, she breaks down and cries. She just can't get over losing this lover. And so if she seems broken and blue, she just wants him to keep on walking by. Here's your tune, number 9.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on.
This from Doja Cat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
know, I'm like, bitch, don't see
the thing what I said.
Let me grieve in private, cause each time I see you, I break down and cry. Walk on by.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Walk on by Rita Coolidge.
No. This is Walk On by Dionne Warwick.
Stop.
Such a great song.
Stop. Walk on by. I just can't get over losing you. And so if I seem broken and blue, walk on.
What a terrible era for music.
Oh, I love that song so much.
Oh, God.
Man, I can appreciate a good flugelhorn.
That is a stocking the shelves at the grocery store song.
Oh, it sure is.
Yeah, that's been playing in elevators since I was a kid.
And I'm guessing half the people who work and hear that same song on loop are like, oh, this stupid song.
Yep.
Tuning Clue number 10 is one of the most interpreted songs ever. It's about an obsessive stalker, but it sounds like a love song. The band's lead singer even said, I think it's a nasty little song, really rather evil. It's about jealousy and surveillance and ownership.
Maitland. The Killers, Mr. Brightside.
Ooh,
dang
that's
it.
That's a good guess, though.
Here's your tune, number 10.
Hot Wings. Premier.
Hot Wings.
It's like, I just could not think of the name of this song. I knew it before you played it. Every Breath You Take, The Police.
That's right.
Oh, this isn't the Diddy version?
No.
They stole and didn't get the rights to, so they have to play him $2,000 a day forever.
I wonder how he feels about that now.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that... I thought that was, like, Sting later said, like, no, it's not real. Like, he had said that during the interview, but it wasn't.
Oh, maybe, but, like, I mean, I just recently saw that interview again where he said, oh, yeah, they have to pay me $2,000 a day.
Dang.
Because Diddy never didn't get the rights to it.
All right. It's time for Tune and Clue. Number 11. Is it too late in this song for these lovers? The singer stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. She can tell there's something wrong. There can be no denying that. One of these lovers is changing. Or maybe they just stopped trying. Here's your tune, number 11.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stopped trying. And it's too late, baby, now it's too
Hot
late.
Wings. Hot it's Wings. Too late by Carole King.
That's right.
But we really did try to make.
I liked all those rides with your mom in the 70s, the grocery store, pay it off.
Big time.
I loved Carole King as a kid.
You did?
I had Tapestry. Oh, no, that's Janis Joplin, right? No,
that's Carole King. Yeah. Songwriters talk about that as one of the best written albums of all time.
So fantastic. All right, we've got two more tunes and clues.
All right, Tommy, it's time to shine, man.
Hoo-ah!
Tommy, these are both worth 10 apiece if you get them.
Wow.
All right. Everybody else is just worth one.
Oh, good luck, Tigger.
Only a few.
All right, Tune and Clue number 12 is one of the most gut-wrenching Motown songs on record, and it's the one that's about a man who has come out of a relationship with the love of his life, and the song is his confession to her that his high spirits are just an act, and she's the only one for him. He's heartbroken after their breakup. Perhaps what he wants to tell her is that, but he can't. The singer tries to hide his pain, but can't conceal the tracks made by his tears.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
The tracks of my tears, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
Nailed it. Makes you want to sway to the side and snap real bad.
People say I'm the life of the party because I tell a joke or two.
Okay, we finished Name That Tune with Tune and Clue number 13. This singer's former girlfriend said the lyrics, "When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone," comes from a time when the singer and this girlfriend used to live near a poultry supplier in their Greenwich Village apartment.
Greenwich. They would
They would sometimes stay up all night and hear the roosters crowing at the break of dawn. Here's your tune, number 13.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby. Even you don't know by now.
It's clearly Kenny Rogers. Oh.
And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby.
Tommy.
Tommy.
Is it Bob Dylan, Break of Dawn?
Oh, you got the right singer, but the wrong song.
No.
It'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm a traveling on. But don't think twice, it's all
Free
right.
Oh. Free beer.
Bob Dylan, Traveling Man.
No. Hot Wings. Hot Wings.
Bob Dylan, Don't Think Twice.
Tommy.
Tommy for the steal.
Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. Bob Dylan.
That's right. Tommy gets 10. Woo!
Wow. And the win.
Hey, you did finish with strong 10.
And it ain't no use in the turning on your light.
Yeah. I've never heard that.